With Montana News, I'm Corin Cades-Carney. Under state and federal law, health insurance companies are required to cover mental health care at the same level they do for physical health conditions. PBS's Anna Rao dug into nationally reported discrepancies between how insurance companies handle physical and mental health claims and if those discrepancies impact Montanans. She sat down with All Things Considered host Eleanor Smith to explain.
Can you start by explaining what mental health parity laws are supposed to do?
Right. Mental health parity sounds so wonky, but it's really simple. It's basically insurance companies are required to cover mental health treatments and services the same way that they're required to cover the physical in an insurance plan. So, for instance, a health insurance company cannot give you more treatment for something like diabetes or physical therapy and then limit treatments that they provide for mental health. It has to be commensurate on both sides of the plan.
Could you tell me a little bit about Yvonne Field? How did you first meet, and how are these parity laws impacting her?
Yvonne has an eating disorder, and eating disorders are one of the areas where it seems like patients are really struggling to get the same coverage that you get on the physical side. And they also start out kind of as a physical affliction, and then there's usually a mental health thing underpinning it. And so when the insurance coverage goes from stabilizing the patient physically and the weight physically, all of a sudden they start talking about, now we need to do the mental health work that's under that. So maybe anxiety, depression, trauma, and suddenly insurance companies become more difficult to deal with, some of them. I'm not saying all of them. And Yvonne has had an eating disorder for decades. And there was an underlying trauma that happened when she was 9 that really left her with an unhealthy relationship with food. But Yvonne kind of has run the gamut, and she overexercised and then would do binge eating. And so she's in a larger body just naturally. And because she's in a larger body, she felt bad about her body, would overexercise, be restrictive with what she eats, and developed this really bad eating disorder, and has been getting treatment for it for about the last 2.5-3 years.
What was her experience in trying to navigate the root issue of that eating disorder and the mental health treatment after being physically stabilized and receiving that urgent care she needed?
Right. Okay. So with eating disorders, there's different levels of care. There's inpatient intensive, there's outpatient intensive, and there's kind of maintenance care, and they call them like steps. And so each time she'd move down a step, it seemed like she got a certain amount of insurance coverage for therapy and for nutrition. And then they'd say, okay, you're cut off. You've had 10. That's good. You don't need any more. Despite her medical providers at the Eating Disorder Center in Bozeman saying she needs more counseling, she's just going to relapse into these eating disorder behaviors again and then cycle back into higher levels of care, which are more expensive for the insurance company. In Yvonne's case, the Eating Disorder Center is doing the appeals for her because they find it so damaging for a patient to stop care while they are working on these appeals. And Yvonne talks about that.
And if you're also somebody who struggles to believe that you deserve care, that kind of message coming from an insurance company is really hard.
And this isn't just eating disorders. We're, you know, talking all of these different, and depression and anxiety, to have an insurance company deny something and then you have to jump through these hoops to get the care. That's really hard on these patients. And the idea of, is it being denied more often than physical care? Are they requiring more of mental health patients on these plans than they are of physical? Because if they are, that would be against the law.
And I know through your reporting, you spoke to the Montana Commissioner of Securities Insurance, the bureau chief of the insurance claims
right.
office specifically.
Right.
What did they end up saying about this dynamic?
What they told me was, on the federal level and the state level, investigations of insurance companies can be very difficult because it's hard to prove parity. If they limit something on the physical side, they can limit it on the mental health side. It just has to be equitable. So it's hard to know exactly if insurance companies are avoiding coverage or not meeting mental health parity. That it can be proven, and people can do these investigations, but they need people who can go drill down into the data and then basically say, hey, they're requiring pre-authorizations. This frequently on mental health and they're requiring it this frequently on physical, and then they can compare the two. They do a comparative analysis, what they call it. So on the federal level, they have done that and they found many problems. And on the state level, nobody is doing that. Everybody I've talked to since I started this story, almost every person, either they had an interesting problem or they believe this might be a problem for them, or they know somebody who was getting mental health treatment and felt like a denial was unfair. So again, to know if that's true, to know if this is really a violation of mental health parity, the first thing they should do is call the Commissioner of Securities and Insurance, file a complaint. They'll do the investigating. They have teeth.
That was Montana PBS's Anna Rao and All Things Considered host Eleanor Smith. This report on PBS Impact will air tonight, Thursday at 7 p.m. on Montana PBS. You can watch the episode after it airs on montanapbs.org. This is MTPR.